Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Hi, this is Penny Pizer, and you're listening to TV Confidential.
Ethel Merman. In Irving, Berlin, Penny.
Ed Roberts, with a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will premiere next week on this station at the usual time. We'll play part two of our conversation with Daphne Maxwell Reed, plus Phil Grace will join us for a special look at vintage variety hours that originally aired on Thanksgiving night or Thanksgiving weekend in the early 1960s. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, Phil is with us for our final segment this week. As part of the Sounds of Lost Television, Phil Grace, of course, founder and owner, Archival Television Audio, ATVAudio.com. Phil?
Tonight, we're going to dip back into my archive, and one of those real gems, a lost television broadcast, Annie Get Your Gun, starring Ethel Merman, broadcast on March the 19th, 1967, and this program, to this day, is a lost video.
We'll get into the reasons why it was lost in just a second, but first, without further ado, here's a little bit of Ethel Merman and Annie Get Your Gun, which originally aired on NBC in March 1967.
All right, folks, let's hurry on down to the box office.
Right this way, everybody.
Well, the lawn's a little small for a shooting match. The folks can set up around the veranda.
Where do you want Butler's gun?
I'll leave him there for a while. Oh, and George, put Mr. Butler's luggage in the hotel.
What are you doing to my hotel? What are all these cases for? Who in Sam Hill are you?
I'm Charlie Davenport, Buffalo Bills manager. We're here to arrange a shooting match. Put those up on the porch.
This is my hotel and my lawn. You're not holding no match on it. Now take your stuff and get out of here.
Hi, folks.
Hi, Frank.
Wow, looks a little small for a shooting contest, don't it?
Don't like it, huh?
Not much.
That's fine, because you haven't got it.
Who said so?
Mr. Wilson here, the proprietor. Mr. Wilson, meet Frank Butler.
Look, Mr. Wilson, we're going to give you the chance to win $100.
You are.
You see, every time we play...
Mr. Butler challenges the local champion to a shooting match.
Who are you?
I am Mr. Butler's assistant. I hand him his guns and he shoots things out of my mouth.
You don't shoot enough out of your mouth. Here's the idea, Mr. Wilson. You get your local man.
A bit of audio from the television production of Irving Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun, starring Ethel Merman, which originally aired on NBC on March 19th, 1967. That clip is courtesy of our friend Phil Grice, founder and owner of Archival Television Audio, Archival Television Audio, www.atvaudio.com. Phil, why don't you tell our listeners the story of how this production of Annie Get Your Gun came to be?
Ethel Merman, she did her original Broadway role in Berlin's Annie Get Your Gun in 1966. She revised that Broadway production the year before the television broadcast. And that was presented at the Lincoln Center. And then the following year, they decided to make a two-hour special on video in color. It was recorded in Brooklyn at the Brooklyn Studios. It starred beside Ethel Merman, Bruce Yarnell, Frank Butler, as Frank Butler, Harry Belafonte, and a number of other dignitaries. And this program went out over the air on tape, March 19, 1967. And as late as 1967, we're looking at another represented lost television video broadcast, which... I have some backstory of interest to tell you and your audience, which I think would be quite interesting.
Well, go. Why don't you go for it?
Okay. Well, first of all, I had called Jane Klein over at the Paley Center for Media. Jane and I, we've known each other for many, many, many years. And she made, over the years, diligent attempts to try to find this program. It's one of their stellar lost broadcasts on their top five list. And she had touched base with Ethel Merman's daughter, her son, a very, very close friend of Ethel Merman, Steve Cole. Everyone was into the act, trying to determine whatever happened to this particular broadcast, mainly because Ethel Merman tended to keep all of the broadcasts that she appeared in. But this was not in her archive.
And obviously there's no way for her to record it in 1967 because VCRs, as we know, were not available to the public.
Not that she ever recorded anything, but she always made her business to get a duplicate, a quad or a Kinney or whatever it was. She got it from the studio and it was almost given that whatever she appeared in and most other things that she had appeared in exist.
Okay, so how do you explain the screw up? How come she didn't get a copy of it?
All right, for many years there was a rumor going around that Irving Berlin did not like the production and he suppressed it. But as Jane Klein indicated to me that she had talked to her daughter about that possibility and she confirmed that that was not true, that Berlin did not suppress it. There was a time in 2001 when they found a quad box labeled Annie Get Your Gun, but it was scratched out. So at one time that certainly was kept, but it's kind of apparent that it was reused.
What do you mean it was scratched out? I mean, someone destroyed...
The label was...
Oh, the label was scratched out.
Yes, I'm sorry. So that indicated that at one point, you know, the tape was stored. But as so many programs, especially in the late 50s and 60s...
Someone taped over it.
They were reused.
Yeah.
And it seems like that is the scenario for Annie Get Your Gun. Now, I had approached at one point, this is about 10 years ago, Ted Chapin from the Rodgers and Hammerstein Organization. And my idea was, let's see if we can put out an audio air check of Annie Get Your Gun. At that point, nobody had access to even the audio. So the whole program was a mystery. I had the audio track. And he jumped quickly in terms of wanting to do this. And I then, back and forth, it was for over a period of a year, we discussed the possibility of doing this. I'm going to read a quote. This is a letter from Ted, February 12, 2001. He said, Dear Phil, well, this is not going to be quite as easy as I hoped. RCA has passed on releasing the Annie Get Your Gun television soundtrack. So he went to RCA. I'm not exactly sure why, but I guess they perceive it more of a specialized item than they feel comfortable with. And he goes on and on and on. He was going to then touch base with Bill Rosenfield, possibly, you know, there might be some other non-for-profit organizations that might want to pick up on the idea. Bottom line is, over a year, back and forth in terms of communication, and... It never was meant to be.
Well, I'm just doing a math here. I mean, okay, that was correspondence dated 2001. 2006 would have been the 60th anniversary of the original Broadway production of Annie Get Your Gun. You would think some enterprising producer or DVD producer would want even the rare audio archive of the television.
Sort of bought that, and also to put perspective, at the time, you had Reba McEntire, who
yeah.
went back to Broadway, and she debuted in Annie Get Your Gun on January 26, 2001. So it just felt so right to distribute this, and I think it would have been a very, very nice moment, but it was not meant to be, and to this day, not too many people are aware of the track existing, and not too many people have ever listened to it.
Well, if you go to atvaudio.com, folks, www.atvaudio.com, you can hear a little bit of the track that we just played on our program. Real quickly, Phil, and this is just a general question. Was the NBC production of Annie Get You Good in 1967? Was that videotaped in front of a live audience?
No, I don't believe so. It was done in a studio, and it was done expressly for later broadcast, and it was shot on videotape, two-inch quadruplex videotape.
Did they run the entire,
Not like being at the Lincoln Center.
Okay, so they would have run it, from the beginning of the show, to the end, as opposed to filming it as if it were a television show, shooting things out of sequence.
Right, you're not listening, at least on the track, you're not listening to applause. It's like the old Playhouse 90 or, a musical spectacular that Max Lehman might have done.
Uh-huh.
It was pure television.
Yeah.
Let me mention also, this was an interesting moment. In 2007, and people come to the website all the time, and they do their own searches, and many times actors and actresses and people who have been looking for their own appearances and have been unsuccessful in getting anything will come to the website. And that happened to Lynn East, who was a cast member in that particular production.
Huh.
And she was overjoyed, and we made a transaction, and she was able to get and listen to that tape after so many years. You're talking, 40 years later. And I pulled a letter from my files, and she said, and I got a kick out of one thing she said. She said, "I received the Annie Get Your Gun tape and the extra material you so thoughtfully included. It was wonderful to hear the TV version once again, even though it reminded me of the fact that two out of the four numbers I was a part of were cut out." 90-minute format. I think I said 2 hours. It was 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And she said in at the end, "Thank you for giving me back a memory I thought had been completely lost. I will be playing it for my Broadway history class at the Braille Institute." She now works at the Braille Institute. Wasn't that really special?
Well, it's again. We said this to you before, Phil. One of the fun things about your site is that You at least provide some record of shows that are otherwise not available, and that's the great thing about ATV Audio. Phil Grice is the founder and owner of ATV Audio, archival television audio, the largest vintage television soundtrack archive in the world, featuring more than 15,000 hours worth of audio from more than 12,000 original television programs from the 1950s, 60s, and early 1970s. For more information, go to www.atvaudio.com, www.atvaudio.com. Phil, fascinating stuff. As always, we'll talk to you next time.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Thank you, Ed.
Hi, everybody. This is your cousin, Brucey, and you are listening to TV Confidential. And now, not confidential, here's Cousin
Ed. Ed Robertson with enough time to tell you that if you are a fan of the first five seasons of Saturday Night Live, featuring the original Not Ready for Primetime Players, our friends at Time Life have just released 33 complete episodes as part of a brand new 12-disc DVD compilation that is available exclusively at timelife.com/Saturday Night Live. This collection is called Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, and features such classic characters as the Coneheads, John Belushi's Samurai, Gilda Radner's Emily Latella, the original appearances of the Blues Brothers, plus such classic sketches as Landshark, Word Association, The Killer Bees, Super Bass-O-Matic, and a whole lot more. Saturday Night Live, The Early Years, 12-disc DVD collection available exclusively at timelife.com/Saturday Night Live. With the holidays coming up, of course, this is a great gift idea for the SNL fan in your life. Guest hosts in this collection include Buck Henry, Elliot Gould, Madeline Kahn, Eric Idle, Candace Bergen, Charles Grodin, and Carrie Fisher. While the musical guests included in Saturday Night Live the early years include Patti Smith, Carly Simon, Joe Cocker, Paul Simon, Santana, Frank Zappa, and a whole lot more. Extra features include rare footage of the original cast, including screen tests and interviews, a 28-page collector's book, a free bonus DVD featuring three classic episodes, including Chevy Chase returned to Saturday Night Live as host in an episode that featured Billy Joel, and a whole lot more. Saturday Night Live, the early years, Saturday Night Live, the early years, 33 complete episodes from the first five seasons of Saturday Night Live, available now as part of a 12-disc box set, available exclusively at timelife.com/Saturday Night Live, timelife.com/Saturday Night Live. A reminder that Get in the Car, Jane, Adventures in the TV Wasteland by Billy Van Zandt is available in paperback and as an ebook through Amazon.com, as well as VanZantMemoir.com, and wherever books are sold online. While Tom Dreesen's memoir, Still Standing, My Journey from Streets and Saloons to the Stage and Sinatra, is available wherever books are sold through Post Hill Press and Simon & Schuster. You can also find it online at Amazon. You can follow Tom Dreesen on Facebook, Twitter, as well as his website, TomDreesen.com. Also, a reminder that Daphne Maxwell Reed will be taking part in the cast reunion of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air that will premiere Thanksgiving weekend on HBO Max. You can also see Daphne's new movie, The Business of Christmas, which premieres Tuesday, December 1st on BET+. Daphne's website, DaphneMaxwellReed.com. You can also follow Daphne on Instagram. That'll do it for our program this week, folks. Ed Roberts, about Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Earbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we will talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or @TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.